Imagine a detailed painting of the entire U.S. Capitol that's no bigger than your thumb. You'll find it at Exquisite Miniatures 2 Traveling Exhibition on display at the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center's Wellborn Gallery. The exhibit of all-new miniature works by renowned miniature painting artists Wes and Rachel Segrist will remain on display there through Saturday, December 22nd. The tiny Segrist paintings are so exquisitely crafted that they're often mistaken for photographs. Viewed under magnification, the paintings convey a feeling of an enormous canvas. Together, the Segrists have been capturing the essence of the natural world in miniature for decades. They spoke with me by phone from their home studio in Tennessee. What medium are you using? What is it? Is it an oil? Is it an acrylic?
Watercolor and some opaque watercolor.
There's a distinction in the watercolors and the gouache being an opaque. We have a white gouache that we use, so we tend to call them opaque watercolor, but the majority of our pigments are regular, transparent watercolors.
Okay. I'm not understanding how you can create such a depth of field and such a tiny surface. Looking at, as an example, the view from Yosemite Valley, I mean, it's almost like the Andes of Ecuador by, you know, Frederick Church on this 15-foot panel, but it's on the size of a penny. I mean, how do you do it? That just, to me, just blew me away.
Well, that's one she did, but she would be using the same principles as Church. I mean, one way they say it is miniature art is fine art in little. And basically, anything that happens in the conventional scale in the conventional art world is translated down into miniature. And sometimes there's a give and take there. Obviously, there's probably a lot more brushstrokes, for instance, in Church's work than there would be in Rochelle's tiny little landscape, but when you look through a magnifying glass at a certain section, Church's would be extremely painterly, where Rochelle's, I mean, you would think there's a whole lot more marks in her piece, but again, hers is only 4 inches across, where his is 15 feet. But the principles of values and colors, atmospheric perspective, making things recede off into the distance, making them brighter as they're closer to you, all of those art principles come into play with miniature art just as they would in conventional art. The only difference is you sometimes have to be a little more sensitive with a miniature because it's so tiny. You might not be able to have as much contrast in it. We try to downplay obvious brush strokes or texture to a piece, anything that would distract a viewer's appreciation when they're looking at it really, really close.
That was a landscape example. Thankfully, on the website, you've got it all laid out for me. You all have gorgeous collections of birds, butterflies, fish, reptiles, landscapes. Which are your favorites?
Gosh, it's kind of what inspired you lately, like the view from Yosemite Valley. I had done that right after we had made a trip out there for the first time and taken a photograph and experienced it. And so later that month or a couple months later, of course, that's something that was very inspiring to me. I was very excited about painting it. Other times we'll visit zoos or go on hikes where we are here or be down in Florida by the ocean and the water birds. And it kind of changes, I would say. It's what has inspired you recently.
Renowned miniature painting artists Wes and Rachel Segrist. Exquisite Miniatures 2 Traveling Exhibition will remain on display at the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center's Wellborn Gallery through Saturday, December 22nd at 226 East Main Street in Yadkinville. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. The YCAC opened September 18th, 2010, and it's quickly become a vital fixture in the community, connecting people to the arts and to one another. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.